So Donald Trump took over the Republican Party on his way to becoming president-elect, and he did so without adhering to traditional conservative principles, which means conservative activists, like many Americans, will be watching to see just how conservative a president Trump will be. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
Donald Trump has described himself as very conservative, a common-sense conservative, and a conservative with a heart. But talk to conservative activists, and it's not unusual to still hear things like this.
Well, I remain a skeptic. I don't know that Donald Trump is a conservative.
That's Rick Tyler, a GOP campaign veteran who was a key player in Senator Ted Cruz's White House bid. Tyler says he didn't vote for Trump, casting his ballot for independent Evan McMullen instead, but he does offer this about the president-elect.
He may change, and if you look at his cabinet appointments, I can't imagine a more conservative cabinet that he's picked so far. Some might even say he would be more conservative than Ted Cruz's cabinet.
Tyler cautions, though, that Trump has been anything but conservative on trade and trade deals. Then there's Trump's undisciplined use of Twitter, unprecedented for someone in his position, and a very unconservative approach to communicating.
You can say you're joking around, but it confuses a lot of people. And sometimes it's okay to confuse our enemies. That's certainly true in war. But I don't think it's okay to confuse the world in diplomacy and foreign policy.
Bob Vanderplatz is one of the country's top evangelical voices based in Iowa. He backed Cruz for president, but says he voted for Trump and has been friends with him for years. He met with candidate Trump this summer after the primaries were over.
And at that time, I told him, I will be your friend. I'm not looking to endorse you, but I'll be your friend. That means when you do things that are worthy of cheering on, I'll cheer you on. And when you do things that are outside of the lines, outside the boundaries, I'm going to try to hold you accountable.
And he's done that, including calling on Trump to drop out after hearing that famous Access Hollywood tape featuring Trump using vulgar language describing grabbing women.
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the do anything.
Trump explained the tape, saying it was just locker room talk. Vanderplatz says it was one of many times he thought it was all over for Trump. Looking ahead, he says he's reassured by the presence of Vice President-elect Mike Pence.
Mike Pence is one of us. He comes from us, not just to us.
Vanderplatz says he expects Trump to have a chance to send a message to conservatives very early on.
The real test is going to be, who does he appoint to the Supreme Court?
Finally, to a group that's been an unrelenting, uncompromising attack force against Democrats and even some Republicans. The Tea Party. Tom Zawistowski leads a Tea Party group in Northeast Ohio, where he says they're basking in Trump's victory and even relaxing a bit. He says they may now be able to shift the focus from Washington to home.
It's kind of a takeoff on Trump's, you know, Make America Great Again. It's kind of something like Make Our Communities Great Again.
He applauds Trump's cabinet choices.
For the first time, our people are in the room. You know, at the meeting, you know, when you have your people, when you have people you've worked with and that you've learned to trust over the years, I think you owe them that. You know, you owe them that respect because they're where they are because you put them there.
But if it sounds strange to hear a Tea Party leader say stand down, Zawistowski says they'll be watching. And if Trump goes astray or GOP leaders stand in his way, he promises the Tea Party response will be very loud. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.